There will come a time in which any energy of your world will have a cost much less than that of water. 7. Your world is slowly being converted into a place inappropriate for life. We desire to sound an alarm at once, exposing several reasons. Starvation is not a sentence. It is only the result of world disorganization. You have not dutifully capitalized the goods of the earth. There is indignity, ambition, pride and arrogance. You manipulate entire populations, blackmailing them with grains and greens. It is time that you begin to enjoy a true peace in your world. It is time to show the intergalactic humanity that you also have the right to life and knowledge, but this you must authentically earn. Listen, Professor, if today you could take a step backward and stop the nuclear advances and only those which are employed in the use of risky chemical combinations, your terrestrial community would have made an important change and thus one step towards survival. The scientists argue that to stop science is to stop the world, but that is not true. You cannot feel pride in a science that values only its arsenals of deadly weapons. The next decades will show the contrary. The terribleness of this is that the tribute to the weapons that today are found distributed in all countries is the death of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of innocent persons, some of which never heard talk of the liberation of the atom. This end finds no justification whatsoever, not the least being that if science is to advance, you have to sacrifice the life of a whole planet, and even prejudice the life of the solar system. The chemical weapons produce degenerative illnesses not only in men that come in contact with them, but in the water and the plants that have been contaminated and poison other forms of life, as well as to prejudice the human organism. In your world, is the scientific advance as dangerous as on this planet? Well, not only on my world, but in other civilizations, they have something like an important agreement on the advance of the civilization through science, the principal importance always being the preservation of life. The tests do not take into account the proportion in which you make them, and if they treat of weapons, they should be tested in their minimum proportion, though with our procedures there is no need to test this and that. We utilize enormous brains that indicate the combinations to us, such as can make, the results as well as the potentiality and the damage that could be provoked in different mediums, or different planets. We must not destroy, not even in areas that could have a high probability of benefit to our community, if perhaps those weapons could leave residues that might damage some small part of our planet. By such we abstain from affecting a world only for the benefit of a limited number of inhabitants. Our rules and regulations are severe, but sufficiently secure as to not expose the security of our world, or of others on which life is manifested. 8. If we change any of these rules, we could see ourselves exposed to severe judgment before the major community of those who associate with us as allies, as co-partners in investigations and co-partners in knowledge acquired at large by our search of the universe. But we must, to obtain this interchange, show that we are highly trustworthy and that we are not going to negatively utilize the knowledge acquired. We must show that we are really an adult community, controlling our emotions, as well as having a profound respect for life, for beings of other planets, for organisms in evolution, and finally for that which vibrates in some form of existence. If we alter those rules, we will be left out of partnership in that intergalactic community of great knowledgeable beings who help us so much. 9. Repeat of footnotes. 1. Many other contactees, notably Eduard Meyer in Switzerland, have been told by ET visitors that they have no authority to intervene in our basic nature beyond advising and educating, pointing the way, so to speak. They say that all the problems that vex us are of our own making, and that we must learn to unmake them or learn to control them ourselves. They can give advice and even recommend, but we have to choose whether we want to take advantage of the advice offered, and if we choose not to, we must suffer the consequences of our acts. They say there is nobody coming from anywhere to save us from ourselves. 2. This cause of the destruction of the protective ozone layers surrounding our planet was also pointed out in ET contacts in Switzerland in 1975, before we were even aware of any loss ourselves, and in 1976 in ET contacts in Minnesota. Other ETs making contact in other countries have pointed out the same problem for us. 3. The effect of the loss of the ozone layer on viruses is a new factor introduced by these ETs in this case. But the effect of fine radiation on viruses and the DNA chains in living organisms was discussed in detail in 1967 and 1968 by ET visitors from Planet Ummo to contactees in Spain. See UFO Contact from Planet Ummo, Volume 2, by Antonio Ribera. Also on same base as this stuff. R.O.Rembar, 4. Witness the development of new diseases in our society which we have never heard of before, and for which we have no known effective treatment, such as AIDS. And we are here being told that this is only the beginning, and that this will continue to develop on a sine curve until we get control of our misuse of radiation, and the long-term effects that result from it. 5. This is another reference to our misuse of our atomic sciences and the destruction of the protective ozone layer, which the ETs tell us is a direct result of the harmful radiations released. Nevertheless, we continue adding to the cumulative problem with no apparent concern for our own future tomorrow. Some ETs have even observed that we are in the process of terminating our own aberrant society, a just and deserved end to a violent species, they say. Must we continue to our ultimate end? A nuclear power plant in California is built right on a major fault line where earthquakes are expected beyond all doubt. We are already beginning to experience major shortages of usable water all over this world. We can remove chemical contaminants of water, but we are still unable to remove what various ETs call fine radiations, which they define as the disturbance effect T propagates. From molecule to molecule as a result of the excitement energy imbalances in the molecular fields themselves produced by exposure of the molecules to coarse radiation, which is what observe and attempt to deal with in our primitive atomic science. This has been discussed by the ETs visiting Eduard Meyer in Sweaveland as well as LZ in Minnesota, among others. Several ETs told their Earth contactees that water could become more precious than gold in our foreseeable future. 8. The more sophisticated and more evolved ETs abhor the idea of destroying a planet for the limited benefit to a few beings for a short period of time, as they see in our atomic power plants here. 9. Here is one of the more important reasons why we are observed studied at great length by ET visitors, but why they do not land make the acquaintance of our society. We have not evolved ourselves sufficiently to benefit from such a contact, nor would they. Earth remains in its own quarantine. Part 10, from Chapter 24, on space travel. The universe is an immense spiral. Liar told Professor Hernandez. The galaxies in some parts are superposed one upon others. They form parallel levels. They are controlled by aggregations, and even within the same celestial groups, they repel each other due to their own magnetic fields. 1. It is like a right to have their own space and their own movement. The absolute right of individuality. This also you see among humans. Enormous networks of various energies surround all of the planets. Hyperspace is still a great secret to your community. Nevertheless, once you have dominated the hyperspace, you will understand the why of the velocity of our ships. 2. In the next decade, news will be disseminated about three of the greatest nuclear accidents, space accidents, and other similar catastrophes. However, the accidents to spaceships were due especially to the lack of adequate systems of propulsion to reach hyperspace. One of the most important space accidents will take place in the middle of the 1980s! (3) Your energy problem will delay you more than 15 years before you overcome your danger. How do you travel in space? Well, we reach hyperspace employing our own magnetic field as well as utilizing energetic elements that have a great similarity to the mineral gases that surround the universe, though many times we opted to make our travel through enormous energetic networks that impel us towards hyperspace and which likewise, in questions of energetic friction, helps to avoid being disintegrated in space. 4. We also employ energy such as hydrogen and oxygen when we descend to your planet. We travel with our own magnetic field, which permits us to move in any atmosphere like a small planet within its system. We are so enclosed to protect ourselves from characteristic viruses of worlds adjacent to our own. We avoid space bacterias of characteristics your humanity is unaware of. Nevertheless, the low density of ozone in some parts more than in others, reduces the filtration of some germs which slowly descend and fall on fertile fields of your world. When we have reached hyperspace, we travel by inertia through the normal networks with that which feeds our ship. However, I can tell you that other civilizations which have came to your planet, supply themselves with electricity through powerful absorbers, which they then store in small receptacles. This is taken in through long tubes and stored in millimetric boxes. Other universes utilize gases of various origins, over all energy that could be taken from your own world. However, not all the races that live in this galaxy have came to dominate hyperspace. Reaching that level is not easy. The most convenient is to utilize natural energy to avoid friction and pressure within and without the ships, with which they accelerate. At times, if not properly controlled, the metabolism of living organisms which travel in them is destroyed, whether they are humans, animals or insects. The lower bacteria can resist high pressures. If natural energy is not employed, can provoke alterations in the energetic lines of force, and these could provoke a much greater disaster in the interior of the ship. Very well, it is important to know the better metal with which to construct a ship. This must be made with elements which cannot be repelled by this universe. We use hydrogen and oxygen to construct our ships. 5. How can you achieve that? Well, we achieve this by using it in solid form. The notes show that this dialogue took place in November of 1975. Notes. 1. Other ETs have attempted to explain the interrelationship of the various universes of being which coexist in time and space, and of which our scientists of Earth have evolved no knowledge to date. Each of those other universes are said to also contain whole constellations and galaxies of stars, and some of them inhabited, totally unknown to us at this time, nor have we any conception of them. A lengthy discourse on this subject was provided by the ETs from a planet they called Amo, who have maintained contact with human beings in Spain for the past 38 years. See UFO Contact from Planet Amo, Volume 1, by Antonio Ribera, last part of Narrative Report. 2. It is becoming increasingly clear that many of the ETs coming here do not travel in the same space, time realm with which we have become familiar. That they resort to another which we have called hyperspace for lack of a better word, and which now is being adopted by them as a term that approaches the reality of the condition more than other words in our familiar vocabulary. The Pleiadians Visiting Switzerland, UFO Contact from the Pleiades, a preliminary investigation report, and the Amos Visiting Spain, UFO Contact from Planet Amo, have quite specifically described this condition. 3. These notes were made in November 1975, and indeed, the worst space accident in history up to that time, the explosive destruction of the United States SAPS ship Challenger, with its entire crew of 7 aboard, not only took the most lives, but was the most expensive and material costs and program loss in the history of this world, and that occurred in the middle of the 1980s, in 3, January of 1986. 4. Another group of ETs has described great magnetic streams of energy forming veritable networks in space that enable those extraterrestrials to negotiate many light years of distance at super light velocities many times over. See UFO Contact from Planet Colders. 5. The ETs contacting what is called the Rama Group in Peru have also described the use of metallic hydrogen and oxygen in structures. See the appendix on those contacts attached to this report. From Chapter 25, Disseminate the Word. A further extract from the dialogue that took place in November of 1979, according to the professor's diary and memos to himself. Listen, Professor, continued Lia. The knowledge is shared. The cooperation between the advanced civilizations and mutual investigations have made it possible for our race to advance in more and more knowledge. For this, for all that has been lost when ambition moves the great countries, we feel that it is time that the terrestrial begins to look beyond himself. Why is it indispensable that all have access to this knowledge that you have given me? Do you think for a moment that anyone would really understand the message? You and your congenerationals, like the other races distributed throughout your world, pertain to the species we call ephemeras, as to say that your time of life is very, very short compared to races that succeed in living thousands of years. 1. The time of life of the human of your world is so short, and the damage that is inherited through your descent is so great, that we are worried. Really, the damage left by past generations of thousands of years to the present time is minimal, compared to that which has been left you by only 100 years of your generation. In less than 100 years, your inhabitants have produced much more damage than in all the previous epochs. This is due to your acquiring the knowledge of destruction, and this you view not only as a means of survival, but it also is seen as an augmentation to ambitions and the desire for power. Those who preceded you did not have access to this knowledge, not in the proportion that you have. We believe that you are not aware of the transitory circumstances of your existence and the characteristics of your race. There is much that is absurd in the processes of your world, and it seems illogical to us that you permit this among yourselves. Those powers that engage in bloody invasions, mercenaries who kill only for the desire to do it, have killed to give way to a civilization still more criminal than that of Genghis Khan or Hitler. Why do you not understand that the time has come to reflect upon the damage wrought to your planet? Look, for example, due to the loss of the ozone, your climate in many parts of your world is changing. In this also you have the injection of an orbital change of 14.5 degrees that your terrestrial axis has deviated. You are beginning to lose your orbit, 3, and for that the climate of your countries has changed. But of this, though it is a really significant signal, you have taken no account, immersed as you are in your own hallucinations. In your desire to reach powers in proportion without measure, we are like unconscious creatures on the universal plane. Your changes are beginning to manifest themselves. There are really notable men in your world, men that authentically desire to live in peace, who respect it themselves and for others. But there is still the greater imperative of the enormous interests, that all those options that might be indicative of emotional maturity, she looked at me, discontinue. There are races in the universe who have great interest in your world, races that surely are intending a great conflagration among yourselves that will allow them to take possession of your world and its inhabitants. They inspire all kinds of murderous feelings in weak hearts and minds. The strong will try to move toward a system of conscience and balance, of harmony and respect. You are strong, Professor, though you still move in a circle from which there is no easy escape. The future of your planet is not alluring, Professor. There come times truly difficult, really dramatic. Your world and its destiny worries us intensely, but it is precisely for this respect that we came to civilizations like yours. We cannot interfere. We can only suggest a change, if perhaps you happen to be predisposed to it. What can we do to avoid the apocalyptic destiny that you predict for my world? In many cases you can make it. In the first place you must stop your aggressive tendencies, which today is a common thing on your planet. Even small children already show characteristics of aggression. The frustrations supplant the normal benefits in your life. Parents do not demonstrate love to their children for fear that it will be interpreted as a weakness. But that is no more than pride. Nobleness has been lost in 60% of the cases. There is a false value placed on principles. She moved her head slowly and said, "An intelligent being such as the human of your world does not deserve to terminate himself violently." Notes 1. A great number of ETs have claimed that their normal lifespan is 1,000 years and more, notably those visiting Switzerland who say come from what we call the Pleiades. See also UFO contact from planet Tibira, by Palman and Stevens, A Date with the Gods by Charles Silver, The Shocking Truth by A. Coe, and others. 2. Since the beginning of the so-called industrial age, we have done so much to pollute our home planet and poison its atmosphere, waters, and even the land itself, that we have put ours and all future generations at great risk, even to threatening the survival of life itself. Only we can undo this. 3. The deterioration of Earth's orbit around its sun due to the effects of atomic explosions and other human-generated impetus was also mentioned in the UFO contacts with LZ in Minnesota, still unpublished. Part 11, from Chapter 26. An Extraterrestrial Threat, translated from notes made in 1975, Lia never tried to evade my doubts. She was always predisposed to answer fly questions. However, I noted that she went to great effort to try to explain with the greatest clarity all that I asked. On this occasion I asked her something that in those nights was confusing me. Lia, you have told me that there exist civilizations that are highly scientific, and who still have a profound respect for life. You have said that many civilizations have implemented rules to protect the survival of other societies. Then how is it that there exist races who intend to subject other societies? ? 11. I see that you have been worried since I informed you that another race intended to subject you. But something that you still do not know, is that other worlds cannot overpower whole planets without the acquiescence or the approval of those who they intend to subject. You have been conditioned for such subjection, and it seems to be that you finally will accept them. How can you say that? I asked without understanding. Listen carefully, Professor, because this that I have to say to you perhaps is one of the most important of all our meetings. I have told you before that you are threatened by the possible invasion of a civilization, and though you do not believe this, they have been preparing you to accept the invasion through many intercessions. I told you on one occasion that we are not among those designated to proceed to the rescue of worlds like yours. But just as there is a civilization that is interested in subjecting your world, there is another that is interested in rescuing many of you who desire it. It is such that in the ambient universe, free will is respected. Because of that, I can tell this, that you are going to hear, perhaps you will not understand it now, but there will be someone who upon reading this will understand, perhaps in fear, that one of the great signs is that they will bring an end to two-thirds of the inhabitants of your planet. 1. They are highly intelligent, and have been pre-planning this invasion slowly and carefully, sufficient that you will accept the path of domination. The metamorphosis of a submission. Of course they must have an excuse before the community of advanced civilizations, and have argued that the greatest hierarchies of your world cannot successfully govern it themselves, 2. That you are creating a technology out of control, a technology without basic regulation. That the power of your armaments has been at the expense of an indiscriminate waste of natural resources on the part of each one of the most powerful countries on Earth, but the arsenals achieved thus over the time of many years is a latent threat of itself, not only for you, but also for he who believes that the system may see itself in danger. Here I speak of the stellar system. Because all of the universe is in harmony, your sun, which to you is always burning something, does not burn anything. It is a body adequate for offering energy for life. Well then, if perhaps a disaster should occur on Earth, not only your solar system could be displaced with force toward different orbits, but your star system could find itself shaken, and many of its planets would lose energy with the movement that will alter their orbits. Since you have not observed interstellar laws of mutual respect, and, as you are not integrated within a group of interstellar scientists, they know you as beings of ephemeral existence 3 and a low level of development, limited mental capacity, and even more, a high degree of aggressiveness. Real extremes do not exist among the great civilizations of this universe. There exists neither good nor bad, black nor white, hate nor love, each one the antithesis of the other, but all is harmony. I will have to tell you on another occasion, about the first disaster that occurred on your world which modified to a high degree your orbital path, but that is one of the reasons for which they intend to nullify your world, before the great civilizations that and your elevated level of violence. For that, they intend your subjugation, a submission, perhaps in part to save your community, perhaps in part to gain supremacy over your planet. Nevertheless, people of civilizations like Mu, Dales, Sarn, Four, and others have been coming to Earth to study the exact grade of bellicosity you represent, and if it is now a threat to the interstellar community and their intentions, they have made plans to evacuate some of your humanity who desire to give an opportunity to your world that sees itself impeded before the terrestrial human tendencies. Their departure has been considered at space level. 5. The Earth human has achieved important scientific advances, but he has not come to modify his characteristics. Enormous controversies have sprung up over your world, because many civilizations are interested in knowing where they could take Earth humans. At the same time, the great civilizations can do nothing if it is not in favor of you, or perhaps you accept this submission, and in all manner cannot repel an attack like this, which could overcame you. Notes 1. This apocalyptic statement has been reported by a large percentage of contactees where their contacts have developed to a stage of actual dialogue with the ETs. The scenario in which this activity takes place is usually described in quite similar terms. See also UFO abduction at Botchacata by Casaletto and Valeno. What lends these reports a special sense of validity is that the various contactees describing the conditions, and this situation, are entirely unknown to each other, live in different parts of the world, speak different languages, lack media exposure and literature on UFOs, and are usually not interested in UFOs anyway until their own experiences take place. 2. They have correctly observed that our world is sharply divided in many ways, and that the nature of the humanity evolving here is such that they may mutually annihilate each other, and all life on this planet, before any world government could evolve. Thus it becomes a humane and probably desired step to allow, and even assist, another civilization in taking over our planet and imposing their form of order and control. Even for our own good. Such a plan, under present conditions, is likely to be approved for any society willing to take the risks. 3. This may seem astounding to us, but it appears that we are considered beings of ephemeral existence because of our peculiarly short lifespans of under 100 years, whereas many of the extraterrestrials contacting Earth report their own lifespans 10 times as long and more. See UFO contact from the Pleiades, a preliminary report, by Stevens. We thus become a unique laboratory experiment in human evolution because of our short life cycles, much as we ourselves use rats for the same reason. 4. There is no explanation, up to this point, of what these civilizations are or where they come from. The professor's notes available do not amplify this for us sufficiently. There is a reference to an ET civilization which says it comes from Mu in the appendix on the Rama group in Peru at the end of this text. The reference to the Dull S might possibly pertain to the Dulls described in UFO contact from the Pleiades, although there is little confirmation of this. The reference to beings from San means little to us at this time. We are sure that Professor Hernandez never heard of the group in Peru being contacted by the beings from Mu, nor is he likely to have been aware of the Dulls maintaining a contact in India and the Middle East, when he was making these notes in 1975. From Chapter 27, View of Our Religion. Translated from the professor's notes made in 1975. Continuing from the discussion of the extraterrestrial threat, Lia began a discussion of our religions as seen from her point of view. This had generated religious changes, and with that, hundreds of the dogmas which are manifested today on your planet. You have distorted ancient facts which now could well bring to light of comparative parameters, that which I have told you, to the light of an incipient science which could offer you a capable analysis of many of our forms which to you seem extraterrestrial. Many of your chronicles speak of angels, of beings who fly, etc. All that, nevertheless, is perfectly explainable today, but before, in the past, it was not possible to do this. Each society, so to speak, interprets according to its idiosyncrasy, that which seems to them almost divine. Hear me, Lia, I believe that I have accepted some of much that you have told me, and this is, in truth, worrying me. I have verified that much that you predicted has came to pass. Sincerely, I don't want you to complete this. Is there any way to change the future? Also, how can we come into contact with civilizations that could not only help us, but orient us? Well, Professor, As in all of the societies, there exist in this universe, civilizations that demonstrate various grades of knowledge. To arrive at the greatest and highest teachings of the higher civilizations, you must have the minimum knowledge of space law, and observe, above all things, a complete and genuine respect for life itself, to modify your laws to a regulation of acceptance, and of harmony.